AM 790 Talk and Business presents Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next Waterfire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
And hello, 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 and welcome to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. What a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Now going into evening, I suppose, but what wonderful weather. And I hear the weather is going to be even better as we look to the weekend, because there's another water fire happening this Saturday on August 15th. It's sponsored by Amica and Nortec. There's going to be all sorts of fish on the river and wonderful things to do, you know, see your favorite characters in Memorial Park and everything else. But even as we're setting up and preparing for this weekend's lighting, I'm still getting such incredible feedback from our lighting that we had on August 1st, which again was for Rhode Island Defeats Hepatitis C. And there was so much good work that was done that day. There was a resource fair, people getting tested, and we had a lot of wonderful groups that were participating with us. And that is why I'm very excited to have on the show with me today AARP. I've got John Martin, with AARP, he's a Rhode Island Associate Director, and Kathleen Connell, Rhode Island State Director. And we're going to talk a little bit not only about the experience that they had at Waterfire, but also the incredible work that AARP is doing and advocating for here in Rhode Island, and not only in Rhode Island, but nationwide. But I want to welcome you to the show. Hello, John.
It's a pleasure to be here. It's so nice. And we had a great experience at our first water fire. It was really terrific.
We're going to talk a little bit about that in a second. And I want to say hello, Kathleen. How are
hello,
you doing?
Bronwyn. It's a delight to be here. And we were really excited to have a part in a water fire.
Well, you played a very important part, and we were talking about this before we were on air, was that hepatitis C, you know, it's really a baby boomer generation virus and disease that's out there. And so bringing attention to baby boomers about getting tested, and people I would think are part of the AARP, and tell me if I'm saying the right word, constituency. Is that right, the right word, John?
Membership, or constituency, membership? Or in a more broad way, 50-plus Rhode Island.
Yeah, so I think bringing that information to them and having you on site to be able to talk to all of our event attendees was really quite amazing. So what did you experience, John?
Well, talk we did. You know, people really engage at this event. I think it's because it's such a robust experience. You know, it's a treat to the senses, but it's also about the people and this diverse culture that is attracted to water fire. So we met all kinds of people, young and old, many members, a number of people who joined on the spot.
Nice.
A lot of people who were interested in a current effort that we have that we're going to talk about a little bit later in preventing identity theft and consumer fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a beautiful, beautiful night.
And you were right next to Rose Weaver performing up on that stage.
She is a natural resource.
She's incredible. Yes,
she really
I'm so glad Rosie's back home.
And her story is so moving, and to see her as vibrant and in you know, just so entertaining, it was really uplifting. It was terrific.
You were in a good spot.
We were in a great spot. It was a little windy there earlier. I know you pay a lot of attention to the weather. The last thing we expected was sort of a Manhattan effect wind that comes up Steeple Street.
It's funny. A lot of people don't expect that. And then it usually dies down after sunset. But Steeple Street, or, you know, where we've done the ballroom, which is right downtown in that Turk's Head Plaza mm-hmm. area. Yeah, it's like a wind tunnel. You've got to batten down the hatches and really just, I hope you don't fly away, I guess is the best way to put it.
Well, it was refreshing. And I have to tell you, our volunteers who helped out that night had what they said was one of the most enjoyable volunteer experiences they've had with us before. So I hope we're back, and I know those volunteers are telling others in our organization what a good time that they had.
Well, that's really nice to hear. And so, again, glad that you were there for that fire. But I really want to talk about something amazing happened with AARP on Smith Hill at the State House. Kathleen, do you want to talk a little bit about that? This all happened today.
Yes. This morning was a big day for us. The governor signed the CARE Act, which in effect will help caregivers as patients are discharged from hospitals, nursing home facilities, and the like. It requires that the person being discharged and the person who will be giving the care be evaluated, and that the caregiver be given appropriate and in-depth instruction if needed on what has to be done for this particular person. What it's designed to do is prevent what we knew happened too often, where people were discharged or transferred. And typically it would happen on Friday, mm-hmm. and the public nurse or the visiting nurse or somebody come in on Monday. In the meantime, things went wrong, because things always go wrong on Saturdays and Sundays.
Of course.
And so the visits to the emergency rooms would clog the emergency rooms, run up the tab, mm-hmm. and not produce the results you want. So this is going to be an important step to a smoother, more effective healthcare system.
Well, and I would imagine, just knowing in my own family, that one, just even having home health aides is extremely expensive, and a lot of family members even help to take care of people in my family who are aging, and I would imagine that's a very big story just in general around Rhode Island because of the cost of taking care of somebody as they get older.
Cost is a consideration. The anxiety is there regardless, and one of the things that the CARE Act does is help reduce some of that anxiety through better education, better preparation for assuming the role as a caregiver. But you have stories. Everyone has a caregiver story. It never fails that when we have these conversations, that people talk about their own personal experiences in their families, and to some degree or another, nearly all of us become caregivers or require care. That's just the cycle of life. Mm-hmm. And we've not done the best job in the past of supporting caregivers. I think that as the population as a whole has aged, we're understanding how important this is, and that we do devote the resources and the attention that is only going to be more a part of our lives.
Yeah, and I can imagine, you know, we'll go back to the word baby boomers, but that's it. We're in a baby boomer age, and people are getting older, and how are we going to take care of them? So with this new act, you're saying that it's going to be a little bit more streamlined or a bit more informative, so that we're not left so in the dark.
This is going to be a piece of the puzzle. It's going to make it easy. It's going to make it better for the patients, and it's going to make it easier for the caregivers. We know, and we have research to show, that the value of the services provided by family members, friends, sometimes neighbors, there's all different configurations of how caregiving is delivered, mm-hmm. Saves or prevents the incurring of billions of dollars in costs.
I would imagine too, because it takes a community, doesn't
it? Absolutely,
it does. To just keep
it does.
Somebody going. That's why, you know, I love... I feel that somehow what WaterFire does and how our community takes care of each other, from all the volunteers that are on the river to everybody who comes down and takes part in WaterFire, it's similar. I mean, what you're doing is you're going out really trying to make the community a better place and an easier place for people to live and to navigate and work and play. And thank you so much for that work that you're doing.
Oh, well, it's all part of that community package, and that is so important. One of the things that happens with AARP, which has been around for a long time now, people are well aware that it's a powerful advocacy organization and has long supported Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. But there's less awareness of the presence of AARP in communities, and we think that's our real focus going forward. So when something like WaterFire crosses our path, and it's crossing paths with Hep C and a major social problem like that, we really like and do engage and hopefully contribute significantly to addressing whatever it is to make the community a better place. And that includes the kinds of things that make life rich. It can't just be about paying for the aspirin or whatever.
Yeah, it's got to be about something that infuses, I guess, and inspires one's soul.
Exactly.
And I know that AARP has got a wonderful Facebook page because you're doing incredible things in the community, you know, beyond. And John, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, before we leave caregiving, yes. We had a report that came out about 2 months ago that is called Valuing the Invaluable, and it actually put dollar figures on caregiving in Rhode Island. I think you'll be astounded. In 2013, Rhode Islanders provided 124 million hours of care to family members. An estimated $1.78 billion in caregiver services.
Wow.
So it's, and nationally, the if you take that number and calculate it nationally, that caregiving value is equal to the total of the four highest corporations' annual profits in the United States.
I think we need to call up those corporations.
Maybe they could help out. But it goes back to what I said a moment ago. Everyone has a story. So it doesn't surprise you that the numbers, and if you calculate it on an hourly basis in terms of the value of that care, it is an enormous part of our economy. And so it's happening. If we can make it happen with a little bit more support, with a little bit more preparation, and a little bit more confidence, we've done a big, big thing, and we're very proud of that.
And then, again, I think people need to know and need to not only go to your website, but go to your Facebook page to see all of the different things that you are doing and we can talk about in the community. I absolutely love when I was talking to you, John, on the phone, just about, in general, some of the initiatives and work that you're doing, the fraud watch, essentially. Can you explain what that is? Because I think this is so crucial for people out there to hear.
Well, if we go back to numbers again, that's pretty astounding in terms of the toll that identity theft and consumer fraud is taking on the country. So AARP, you know, aware that older population is particularly susceptible, although we all are, created the Fraud Watch Network. It's an education and resource initiative that includes Fraud Watch Alerts, which is a free service for members, non-members. It's free for everyone. You can sign up, and you'll get an email or a notification on your phone of a new active scam, mm-hmm. or some information just to kind of keep that top of mind in terms of ways you can prevent, you know, better passwords and being, you know, more aware of the ways that the con artists operate. Part of this was AARP commissioning the former con artists who put together our con artist playbook, and they outline really how the cons work. Mm-hmm. And it's been very helpful. It's been enlightening to find out that it's really about raising people's sort of emotional state where they make irrational decisions. And they do this in a number of ways. Some of them are obvious to us, that get-rich-quick scheme,
yep.
which is sometimes based on scarcity. You know, the old thing about we're paving driveways, but we're only in town for one day. So it's a scarce opportunity to get this low price. They take your money and they never come back. It's interesting. One of the things that is common for the con artist is to use this authority when you get the call. I'm a regional vice president of a lending company, and I have an opportunity for you to, or they, you know, they use a corporate name. And one of the biggest scams out there now is this Microsoft help desk scam. I got the call two nights ago.
Wait, what is it?
Oh, we've detected a problem with your computer, and eventually you're asked to download a fix,
mm-hmm.
and then you have problems with your computer that you end up paying to have removed. And in the process, they will capture your credit card information.
Okay, this is going to sound funny, but my dad bought me a Surface Pro for my birthday, and I got a notification about my Microsoft, and they were asking me, and it was funny, I immediately like went on to a chat, and they were telling me that I would have to sign up for this program, and it was going to cost me money, and I just got frustrated and went, no, and just like said, I'll deal with this later, but that's what that
was.
Good
move, but it opened the door because it was Microsoft.
It did.
They used that brand and leveraged that authority and the might behind that and the familiarity with it. For a moment, you trusted it. And then your other instincts kicked in and you knew that something didn't sound right.
Well, and so with the Fraud Watch, let's say people are not so computer literate. if somebody's not so computer literate, you have a way that they can sign up and just get telephone calls, as you were saying, or some sort of...
The sign-ups, if you include your home address, there's a quarterly printed newsletter that goes out. You would at least get that, even if you're not online or have a smartphone.
Okay.
Otherwise, the alerts come via email and on your smartphone. And we're going to sign you up today, by the way, on the air.
All right.
Right there.
I'm in.
Form for you.
Bring it on. Yeah.
You joined some nice company of folks in Rhode Island who've signed on with us. We were at the International Tennis Hall of Fame Tournament Week, and Fraud Watch was our theme, and we had a number of people from the tennis world sign up with us for Fraud Watch, and we had a great week down there, again, engaging a lot of volunteers.
It's an incredible thing to do.
We've been working with tennis because the USTA marketing line is tennis, a sport for a lifetime. And so that fits right into the AARP sweet spot in terms of people being active and really working hard to stay healthy, which is a big part of aging with dignity.
Absolutely.
One of the biggest parts.
And I would think so. Now, we've only got about a minute and a half left, and I'd love to talk to you for longer. So I think we're going to have you back on the show at another time as well. Can you leave us with two things that that our audience should know?
Well, the AARP webpage is a fountain of information for anyone. AARP has massive amounts of research that it makes available. It has multiple programs. I can't even begin to tell you how much you can find there, and you can get lost in there.
I know we're going to put it on the WaterFire website so that people will be able to find it there and can click right through, sign up, get information. I also want to mention, on August 15th, you do this amazing thing for children, and you get backpacks and school backpacks together.
We're a sponsor of Back to School Celebration. That is this Saturday.
All right. I'm going to have information up on the WaterFire website about that as well.
Great.
But I'd like to send people to your Facebook page. And again, just if you go to the website, as you were saying, Kathleen, a wealth of information. And Fraud Watch, everybody, put your eyes out there, and let's say a big thank you to AARP for helping us out with this issue, because you don't want your identity stolen. And let's go to the people who know what they're talking about and who can help.
You can sign up online at www.fraudwatchnetwork.org, and I know that'll be on your webpage too.
You've got it.
All right.
John and Kathleen, thank you so much for all that you do for our community. Congratulations on such, with the CARE Act happening today and passing. And we'll have you on later.
And we'll see you down by the river soon.